Hello, lovely, and welcome back to Confidence After Cancer. And in this three-part mini-series, I'm going to be talking a lot about toxins and the impact that they can have on our lives, the impact that they can have on our health. After cancer, your body deserves the cleanest, gentlest care, inside and out. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about three really easy swaps that you can make to detox your home and protect your healing body. Thinking about hidden toxins, and what is a toxin? Basically, it's a poison, and poisons are all around us. Some of them we can control, some of them we can't control. So obviously, I'm going to talk about the ones that we can control. And this is not to scare you. What I am about is empowering yourself with a little bit of knowledge and make some simple changes into your life that can really help you focus on a positive mindset, on being the happiest and healthiest that you can be. And the easy swaps I'm going to talk about today are very simple for you to make. I've made them in my life and in my home, and I'm going to share them with you. I'm hoping it will inspire you as well to make some simple changes that are going to benefit your health and happiness. So first of all, thinking about what are hidden toxins, and they're chemicals that can be found in products like cleaning sprays, washing detergents, air fresheners, plastics, and even beauty products or personal care products. So in this week's podcast, I'm going to talk about how we absorb these through our skin, our lungs, or in our food as well. And after cancer, especially hormone receptive cancers, reducing your exposure really matters. There's a plethora of science and studies that have been done on this topic, and I'm not going to talk about the science today. To me, it's common sense. We want to avoid these things that we know are harmful to us in the best way that we can. In the same way that I talk about nutrition as a tool to empower yourself and make positive changes, this is not about depriving yourself or doing something that's going to feel bad. It can feel really beautiful and positive to make these changes. Toxins can disrupt hormones, especially for women. This is crucial to understand. They can irritate your immune system. And what we're all about after cancer or any illness, or even if you've not been ill as you're getting older, you want to be boosting your immune system, not giving your immune system something else that it needs to be fighting against. And toxin burden on your body as well can often lead to fatigue. And so many people that I speak to now are telling me they're tired, they're fatigued. So again, think about the things that I could change that would make me feel better. When your body is working so hard to heal, the last thing it needs is another thing to fight. If we can safely and easily eliminate some of these toxins, why not do it? First thing I'd like to think about, if you, like most people, are cleaning your own home, what products do you use when you're cleaning your home? Because some of the products that are out there, you don't even know what's in them. They are poisonous, literally poisonous. And yes, they may be very good at cleaning, very effective at that, but there are so many natural alternatives that you can use. You can either buy a natural cleaning product that's not got the horrible toxins in it, or you can make your own. It's quite easy to make a spray in a spray bottle with white vinegar and water. That will clean your surfaces in the kitchen and things like that. It might not smell the way you want it to do, but I'm going to come on to essential oils. And I use essential oils a lot in my home, not only to make things smell better, but to change my mood as well. And so I hope you know that essential oils are never to be put directly onto your skin. If you're using them in a lotion, you need a barrier oil mixed with it as well. But I use essential oils in a diffuser in your bedroom or living room, and I've got both. The one in my bedroom, I would use an oil to help me relax. And for me, I love lavender oil. It's great for that. It's to have in the bedroom that helps me sleep. For the diffuser downstairs in a space where I want to be more alert and I want to maybe do some work, I would use an uplifting, invigorating kind of oil, something like a grapefruit, or the citrus ones to me are very zingy, smell beautiful and make me feel more alert. So think about using essential oils in your home, because they are natural products. If you use a good quality one, try and use one that's not got synthetic things added to it. But beautiful, natural essential oils are a great thing. And if you don't know where to get them from, just ping me a message and I can sell you some good suppliers of those. The other big thing for me is I love doing laundry. I love washing clothes. It's something that my friends tease me about, but I do enjoy freshly washed clothes. I love on a Sunday night to put freshly washed bedding onto my bed. It's my treat for a Sunday night. It helps me start the week in a positive way. And so think about your washing detergent that you use in your machine, because some of those can be laden with horrible detergents. Not only are you feeling that on your skin, but you're breathing that in as well. So it's another way that you can think about the toxic burden on your body is to swap out your detergent if it is one that's full of chemicals and use one that's natural. I'm trying out a new one at the minute and it's absolutely beautiful. I'm going to share some information on that. I really want to impress upon you, this is a short podcast because I want you to think about these things. I'm going to be talking about this for the next few weeks. I do have a free checklist that will help you identify and think about the toxins in your home and what you can do about it. There will be a link somewhere around these podcast notes. If you want to download that, that's absolutely fine. Or just reach out to me and ask me a question. But do remember, with all of these things, you don't have to change everything all at once. You just start small and that can add up to big results over time. It's like anything. Tiny baby steps so that they become a habit. They are all positive, wonderful things that you are doing for your own health, happiness, and longevity. I really believe in the way that I talk about nutrition. If you get out of your own way, your body knows how to heal itself. We're not meant to be living the lives that we are, full of artificial things all around us, full of stress, full of worries, full of woes. We are naturally born to be happy and healthy and live to a good old age, hopefully. I'm here to share everything I've learned about that. None of this is my ideas. I've been studying this for years after my cancer diagnosis. I just wanted to do everything that I could to stop me getting ill again. And while there are no guarantees for any of this, I'm loving it, learning so much, and I meet many like-minded people. I went to the hairdresser's yesterday, and the hairdresser I go to, she's really into vegan, natural products, and products in that hairdressing salon are fantastic as well. Beautiful products that make you feel good. And again, you're not adding to your toxic burden. Thank you so much for listening. As always, I hope you'll get in touch with me if you've got any questions. Love to hear from you. And remember, don't worry about these things, because we're here to do something positive for ourselves, aren't we? That's why you're listening to this. I know you are. So remember to have a great week. Stay safe and stay sane. And I'll speak to you very soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.